RCR with Paul Brennan.
On Monday, March the 10th at 8 p.m, RCR is presenting a special webinar with Stephen Sykes, who is our tech guru, as you know, from Tech Tuesday, and myself. I'll be involved in it as well, Paul Brennan. And it's on biometrics. Stephen is with me now. Stephen, biometrics, it's a word we hear kind of all the time now. And it started off with useful things like strapping on to your arm a device that tells you how your heart's doing and things like that. And of course, we've known about scanning eyes and things like that. But it's all coming together now, isn't it? With facial recognition, gait recognition, it goes on. It's here now. It's all here now, right?
Oh, yes. And if you've been visiting China or you know people who live in China, they've been living under this, what I would call dystopian way of life for a long time now.
Then we have digital IDs that are being talked about. The two meld together, don't they, at some point?
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that's the scary bit?
Yeah, and I think like everything that we have, you know, been through in the course of human history, this will mostly affect those who aren't able to move about and without manipulating the system. So those who know how to will, but most people won't, and most people will feel powerless to do anything about it.
Yeah, manipulating the system. I've seen videos recently of very simple, what look like material masks made out of some sort of material that people are putting on, and then with their hoodie over the top, it completely changes their look. Now, is that enough to fool facial recognition, or is there more data to it than that?
It depends on the algorithm that's analyzing your video footage. For some of them, then yes, by putting on adversarial AI type clothing, you can simply vanish. But again, it depends on the algorithm, if it, how clever it is at ignoring that. There's even other things you can buy, such as special glasses. I've seen them for about 168 US bucks. You can put them on and they reflect light. So to a camera looking at you, all they see is a blurred face.
But then you mix in gait recognition with the facial recognition. And what are you going to do? Learn how to walk differently?
Yeah, walk like an Egyptian. I'm not too sure. Skip. And then you need to consider how accurate are these things. You know, could you be placed somewhere at the scene of a crime, digitally speaking, yet you were 500 kilometers away and not actually there, but the system thought you were? We've had those kinds of discrepancies and false positives before. And not everyone is keen at stopping to think, did the system actually work, or am I just going to take it as true and whatever the system tells me, it must be 100% correct, and put too much faith into it rather than questioning it.
Well, look how much faith was put in computer modeling.
Yeah. Well, there's an old, very old adage in computing called GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. You put junk in and that's exactly what you'll get out.
Then there's the data that comes from it. Even if you're not being tracked, let's say, that data exists somewhere. If it's hacked, what does that mean? Because there's no resetting your iris. There's no resetting your gait, unless you're an incredible actor. Maybe Zelensky could do that as he's playing the piano with his you-know-what. There's no way of really changing your face. Mentioned the thing just before. So if that data falls into the hands of whoever shouldn't have it, that's you owned by someone else ultimately now, isn't it?
Yes. Yes is the short answer to that question.
Without any comeback?
No. Like, I mean, the best you could do is like say, please delete my data, and then hope that Scouts Honor, they will actually do that. But
yeah,
you've
right.
Got no guarantees. There are none.
Tui Billboard.
Yeah.
All right, in the webinar that we're going to be presenting on a Monday, what are you going to take us through? I mean, we've just skimmed the surface there, but what's the aim? Just to what? To inform people and to what? Give them any hacks for it? What are you thinking?
Well, I'd like to kick off with the root of biometrics, where things all began over 2,000 years ago. Talk about one company that has worked very hard to dismantle your biometric privacy. And then we're going to talk about the biometric code of practice, which is being looked at by the Privacy Commissioner, and they want feedback by March the 14th. And we don't have a whole lot of time to address all the things. So I've been doing some reading in the documentation that they have produced since, well, they put out in December 18. So the window for getting onto this is pretty short. And there's some things that I have read in there that sets off alarm bells in my head, because they could be interpreted and construed in ways that people may not yet be thinking about. And also some things that, even if you don't give feedback or the feedback window closes, things that you could potentially be talking to your employer about around biometrics, if they are keen to get onto the biometric bandwagon. Questions to ask, critical thinking types of questions.
All right, we'll have the chat going at the time, and people can possibly contact us ahead of time through inbox at realitycheck.radio or our text, which is still live at 2057. And you're okay to do a bit of a Q&A as we go as well, I take it from our participants.
Absolutely. It's going to be, I mean, we usually do these things for an hour, but as usual, time flies and there's always a bunch of interesting stuff to get through.
And we can follow what we don't get to. We can follow it up in another one of our Tech Tuesday episodes, which will be coming up in a week or two. All right, I look forward to that.
Absolutely.
That's Monday, 8 p.m., 10th of March, webinar with Stephen Sykes and myself, though mainly Stephen. Nice shirt, by the way.
Well, thanks.
We want to see the rest of it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. As advertised.
As advertised.
That'll be at 8 o'clock, but there'll be follow-up afterwards as well. Look forward to it, Stephen. Going to be good.
Look forward to seeing you then.